Are you ready for a job that gets you more? UPS is hiring now. As a warehouse worker, you'll earn up to $21 per hour, and you might even be eligible for a program that helps you with thousands of dollars for college, in many cases tuition-free. Search and apply now at upsjobsky.com.
Card Nation, this is Attorney Alex White with SueDistractedDriver.com. Our law firm is a team of dedicated attorneys ready to fight for you. If you get injured because of someone else's negligence, their insurance company already has a legal team, and now so do you. If you or a friend or loved one are injured, find your attorney at SueDistractedDriver.com.
This is an advertisement.
We're here, and we're delighted to be here. Delighted to be joined by our friend, fellow V Foundation board member, Jay Billis. And Jay, before we talk some college hoop, I did not know you guys were going to do that little thing you did during the the Louisville and Michigan State game the other day. And I got texts and calls from everybody all over the country. So that was very kind of you to give kind of an update on my situation and tell people that so far so good. Maybe some people find some hope in that because they're fighting their own battles. That was very kind of you. Thank you.
Well, we're behind you, Bobby, all the time, and you're the best. So but the truth is, we were running low on content, had nothing else to talk about. So we figured, you know, that was down at the bottom of the list. So it was right after you was Carrot Top headlining in Vegas.
Was Jay Billis's five favorite airport food places. That was going to be next. I saw the graphic they built for that. So, well, it was nice of you anyway. Let's talk a little bit. The fans want to know, you know, obviously I talked to Chris after the game, and he made no bones about it. He told everybody, it wasn't just me. He was telling the media. He talked about it. He is really very unhappy with their offense, and I can understand why. This was supposed to look like a completely different offense, and they really don't, to be honest with you. Either the guys don't get it or they don't have the skill set to get it. I don't know. But what did you make of their offensive performance, which was less than dazzling?
Yeah, it didn't flow from transition into things. So they became a not a walk-it-up team because they scored some in transition off the turnovers that they forced. But once they got into something, made a play call, it was just sort of slow. And you have to give a little bit of credit to Michigan State because they're an excellent defensive team. They're number two in the country and, you know, defensive efficiency, and that's including all the times they turn it over. I mean, they turned it over 19 or 20 times against Louisville. In the first half, Louisville's defense was pretty good, but they were in a lot of bad positions in the second half. And, you know, I think Louisville's going to be good, but they've got a ways to go, as you know, right now. And they're limited in the guys that can shoot it. I mean, L. Ellis was a nice surprise off the bench. I knew he could shoot it from the way he played at Louisiana. But he needs to, you know, he needs to shoot it more because right now it's just Noah Locke and Matt Cross that everybody's keying in on. Basically, find them in transition, and then other guys aren't making shots yet.
As a fellow big man, you could appreciate this. A lot of woofing around here about the fact that, you know, Jalen Withers seems to be playing to show people at the next level, look, I can shoot it from out here, and he really hasn't. And I don't know if Malik is still hurt. He doesn't seem to be moving with the same fluidity that he was before he got hurt, but they're not establishing any kind of a, you know, and you don't have to play like it's 1950 anymore, but you have to have some sort of a post presence, and those guys seem a little too willing to go step away. And, as you know, you could evaluate what they're doing in there. What do you make of that?
Yeah, I think you're right. I think a lot of times, especially with Withers, with post guys that are trying to expand their games, you know, they want to show that they can do something to show that they're versatile. And then, you know, you say, hey, look, if you want to be versatile, be versatile. Like, you got to go inside, too, and play to your strengths. And Withers is a tough player around the basket. And I think, you know, you can tell, at least for me, what I look for is activity level. Where he's best is how many free throws he shoots. And he's not going to shoot many free throws as a perimeter shooter because everybody's going to close out short to him and late until he proves he can knock those things down. And so far he hasn't proven it. And Malik is still, I think, a little rusty on the offensive end. You know, I think his movement's pretty good on the defensive end. You know, I think he's one of the better big man defenders, especially on pick and roll and post defense, things like that. But he's never been. Like, you remember when he came into Louisville, like, when Pitino recruited him, I mean, he was shooting a ton of threes. And, you know, to this point, he hasn't made them at a high level. So that's really, you know, nobody's really worried about him doing that. That's not an issue for them. So I agree with you. Establishing something around the basket would probably be a little better for both those guys.
Jay Billis is with us here on this Fast Break Friday. Let's go up I-64 a bit and talk about the guys at Kentucky. Their only loss, the opener, to a very good Duke team, of course, and then they really haven't been challenged since, and their schedule will get a little bit tougher as we move on here. But, you know, I walked out of there thinking that, no disrespect to Tom Izzo, who's such a brilliant coach, they'll get better and better, and they'll be a tournament team. But I just thought the other three teams were a little bit ahead of them, and that Kentucky and Kansas and Duke. And so I think Kentucky has a chance to be a deep March run team. And, this is – it's unusual because he's got some experienced players on this team, which really hasn't been Cal's forte in the past. But I think he's got the ingredients to be a very good team. What did you make of what you've seen from them and what they have to do better?
I like their pieces and what they have. But they have a lot of one-and-dones. But they're one year – they're fifth years, so they'll be done after this year. So they've got a lot of experience, but they don't have a lot of experience together. And a lot of experience playing for Cal and the way he does things. So I think they're going to continue to get better, and I think their learning curve is a lot quicker because they've got so many older guys. You know, Kellen Grady and Oscar Tshiebwe. I mean, it's a bummer that C.J. Frederick hasn't been healthy because he's such a good passer and facilitator, and he's zero errors. He never turns it over. So that would have been nice to have him. But they do have some go-to ability with Ty Washington and Grady. They got guys that can make shots, so they shoot it pretty well. I think they're going to be very good. I don't put them up with Purdue or Gonzaga or teams like that. I mean, I think they can beat Duke if they play well, and Duke doesn't play its best. Both teams playing their best. I think Duke's a little bit better. But, you saw the other night against Ohio State, Duke's not immune to looking young, especially on the road after a big game. They didn't handle that, I think, as well as they would have liked. An older team, you're probably a little bit better off to try to handle that type of situation. They're going to be in that a lot more as we get into conference play.
Do you think, seriously, you mentioned how young Duke's team is, and obviously, I mean, you see it in the kids' expressions and when they are talking to the media. Everybody wants to send Mike out, wants to send Coach K out on a great note, but it's hard enough to play at Duke, and it's hard enough to play with high expectations, and then you add the pressure of we got to send this guy out on a special year. Do you think that's something they got to kind of not tone down, but actually talk about and try and get guys? You can't play basketball with the veins bursting out of your neck. That's what I say all the time, and I'm afraid that's what they're going to get to if they keep playing with this sense of unbelievable urgency for their coach.
Yeah, I mean, I hear that around the program with the way, people are talking about, hey, this is last trip here, this is last this, or all that stuff. I don't think the players are hearing that, though. Coach K is not making a big deal out of it. I think he's addressed it. So I don't think it's that big of a deal, but I'm not in the locker room day-to-day to be able to feel it. I didn't see against Ohio State that was an issue. I thought it was more sort of the idea that they just played this gigantic game that took a lot out of them emotionally. And I don't think they had the emotional sort of gas in the tank to be able to fight through that in the second half. And Gonzaga did the same thing. They played Tarleton State and put up 66 points. I mean, Gonzaga usually falls out of bed in the first half and scores 50 against those teams. So, I think it's a real thing. It's not an excuse. But I think the older you are, the better opportunity you have to fight through. That's why, after one of those games, you always like to have a home game against a lesser opponent, because that even if you don't play your best, you can still win.
A couple more things. I know busy time of year for Jason. We won't keep him too long, but I do want to ask about two other teams in particular, because we got rooting, people in this area do follow them. I heard you talking on the air, so I'll ask you to kind of revisit it with me. I mean, we've been doing games, as you have, for Matt Painter his whole career, and that's not to imply that he was not a good coach at the beginning, but boy, I'm so impressed with the culture he's built there, and just the vibe around that program is just extraordinary. And I heard you talking about them, so I mean, they're definitely one of the elites as you look right now, aren't they? What makes them so special in your mind?
Yeah, Bobby, I think they're the best team. And if you played a seven-game series for the national championship, if it were like the NBA playoffs, they would be the prohibitive favorite to win it. They've got tremendous size. I mean, they start Zach Edey, who's 7'4", and heck, he's like the Chief in One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. He just plays with people. And then they bring Travion Williams off the bench. He's an all-Big Ten big guy, and he comes off the bench. And then they can really shoot it. and they're dynamic. They've got guys that are good athletes, and Jaden Ivey's a top, you know, top player. He's going to be a lottery pick. So it's one of those sort of old school building of a program things where a couple years ago, maybe in 2019 when Virginia won it, I mean, Purdue had them beat, and Virginia had to do something extraordinary to force overtime. So they were a Final Four team that year that kind of got, you know, got beat out by something, you know, one in a million type deal when Diakite hit that shot. But I think they're the best team, and having a really good mix of older, a bunch of guys that don't mind giving up the ball because they know they're going to get it back. And, you know, when they catch it to do something with it instead of catch it, then assess, mm-hmm. and then when all other options are exhausted, okay, well, now I have to pass. There are a lot of teams out there like that, yep. and they're not like that at all. I mean, they make a quick move off the catch, and so they're well-drilled together, and they know each other really well. So I don't see their numbers – like their worst game is probably numbers wise has probably been one of the best games of some of their competition in the top 10. That's how consistently excellent they've been on an efficiency side, and they've beaten good teams. You know, it's not like they haven't beaten anybody; they've beaten really good teams. So I would not be surprised to see them win the whole thing. They're that good.
I you know, full disclosure, we got to know Mike Woodson a little bit when he was coaching the Knicks through some V Foundation events, and he's anybody who meets him says the same thing. He's a wonderful guy, very nice man, but I did not know what kind of a fit he'd be in Indiana, and it's a very short sample size, but boy, does he look like a perfect fit. I mean, everybody just seems to be rallying around him. They put together an incredible comeback at Syracuse the other night, even though they lost in overtime. I just think he's off to a pretty good start there. What were your thoughts when he got the job, and what do you make of his job so far?
I thought it was a great hire for a couple of reasons. One, all the reasons you mentioned, that Mike is a great coach, a great guy. It's not about him. It's always about the players and the program. But also, I think Indiana at this stage needed one of their own. It's a different place and a great place. But, you know, when they had, you know, Tom Crean, they brought Kelvin Sampson, Tom Crean, and then Archie Miller, all guys they brought in that had no ties to the program. And when it didn't work out at certain points, like Tom had the program at number one. I mean, they were really good. But there's always that air there of, well, he doesn't understand what we're about. He doesn't understand right. IU. And they can't say that with Mike. He understands it. And they've got a good team. I mean, I don't think they're great, but I think they're very good. And the fact that they came back after a really bad start against Syracuse and had a chance to win that game was important. So I think they're legit, and they'll continue to get better.
I lied. One more quick question. I look at the top 20. There's only one ACC team in it, if I'm not mistaken, and that, of course, is Duke, who's right at the up at the very top. Is it really a down year in the league? What do you make of the conference?
It's a down year relative to how good it usually is. I think North Carolina's undervalued. They're a top 25 team, maybe top 15. But, you know, taking a couple losses up at the Mohegan when they lost to Purdue and Tennessee, that's going to set you back no matter what. But they're going to be right there. And I think they'll be very competitive with Duke. You know, Virginia's good, but they're not really good. Virginia Tech is good. There are a number of teams that can beat you, but there's nobody overwhelming, and usually you've got, you know, top 10 teams, you know, in the mix, and we don't have that this year in the ACC. So it's Duke's to take, and I think they're the best team by far. But it's gonna be interesting because it's kind of gonna hurt Duke's numbers. I think looking right now, Duke doesn't have another game in the ACC that's as high value as the games they've already played, and that's usually not the case.
I will see you in New York, my friend. Travel safe, and I'm looking forward to it. And thanks again for the other night. And we will see you. He may be one of the few guys that's even nicer than you. That Jason Benetti guy. He's damn nice, you know. I mean,
smarter than me, which is really disappointing. He is so funny. My God, that guy's got an answer for everything.
And, he really does.
The answers are right, which is really annoying.
I'll see you in New York, buddy. Thanks again, right, Jay. Bro. Appreciate it very much.
Be good.
All right. Jay Billis with us here on the Fast Break Friday. Glad that he was able to drop in and spend a few minutes with us. This time he is incredibly busy for him. He hardly ever says no to us, so that's very nice.
Are you ready for a job that gets you more? UPS is hiring now. As a warehouse worker, you'll earn up to $21 per hour, and you might even be eligible for a program that helps you with thousands of dollars for college, in many cases tuition-free. Search and apply now at upsjobsky.com.
Card Nation, this is Attorney Alex White with SueDistractedDriver.com. Our law firm is a team of dedicated attorneys ready to fight for you. If you get injured because of someone else's negligence, their insurance company already has a legal team, and now so do you. If you or a friend or loved one are injured, find your attorney at SueDistractedDriver.com.
This is an advertisement.